Hello and welcome to the March edition of BU News, a monthly roundup of just some of the great stories coming out of Bournemouth University. On today's podcast, new research explores the impact of traumatic birth on fathers. Identity of the Swash Channel wreck is revealed. Global Festival of Learning kicks off in Indonesia and Malaysia. Students share their placement experiences as a part of new campaign. And BU retains its place among elite new universities. This is BU News.
Researchers from Bournemouth University are exploring the impact of traumatic births on new fathers. Psychology lecturer Dr. Andrew Myers and student Emily Daniels want to hear from fathers who've been left distressed after watching their partners give birth. It's believed around 10% of dads become depressed before and after birth, with some experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, as Dr. Myers explains.
If you can imagine a father being in the birthing room, all of a sudden his wife is now in serious trouble, potentially losing her life or the loss of the baby, and the father doesn't know what to do. He's absolutely at a loss. What is missing here is just a little bit of information, and then particularly the support afterwards, because the trauma that's been experienced there, if it's not dealt with properly, the potential for developing PTSD is enormous.
The identity of the Swash Channel wreck, excavated from Poole Harbour and preserved by BU archaeologists, has been revealed. The wreck is believed to be 17th century Dutch merchant ship, the Fame. Its identity was revealed as the ship's ornately carved rudder went on permanent display at Poole Museum. Dave Parham led the BU team working on the site.
It's a project that the university is proud of because it's one that was started as a student involvement project back in 2006, using undergraduate students as a training exercise to record aspects of the wreck. And they, through the work that they did, we managed to work out the wreck's character and the threats to the wreck, which led to a large excavation between 2010 and 2013.
BU's Global Festival of Learning is underway. Around 35 BU staff and students worked with global partners to hold events in Indonesia and Malaysia during the Asian leg of the 2017 festival. The Global Festival of Learning will head to India in April before finishing in China in May. A new BU campaign has highlighted the benefits of undertaking a work placement while studying. My Placement Story features the experiences of a range of students on placement at companies like Warner Brothers, Virgin and New Forest National Park. Business Studies student Elizabeth Falkowska has been working at Microsoft.
The placement option at Bournemouth was definitely one of the reasons why I did apply to Bournemouth, because I thought it was really important to not only get a degree but also get a year in industry. You're up against so many people that do have a degree when you come out of uni, so having a year to back you up as well is really, really important.
And finally, BU has retained its place among elite new universities. That's according to the Times Higher Education Young University Rankings. They look at the best universities in the world under 50 years old, with BU ranking between 101 and 150 on the list. Vice-Chancellor Professor John Vinney had this to say about the rankings.
To retain our place in this league table is an excellent achievement, and my thanks go to all the staff and students at BU who have made this possible. This year is our 25th year with university status, and this underlines the journey we have been on as we continue to be seen as a quality university, impacting the local community and increasingly becoming an influence internationally too.
That's all for now. Join us next month for more news from around BU.